I was staying, and I had some furniture there, and I had been friendly with her. So I had all them girls. So she come in, "Oh, Mabel," she says, "I'm so glad to see you. I know my husband would love to see you, and your things are well taken care of." I says, "Thank you." She was to save my life. So he had a moving van. The name was Brown, Maud Brown. So she, "Come over and have something to eat. I want to have something to eat." And Miss Watch called, you're working now." I said, "Yes, and I'll pay you." So I always got good pay for whatever work I did. So fine. And so this woman said, "You don't want to stay?" I says, "No." I think she had one child or two children.
The gay woman? Who
No, I'm talking about this woman I went to work for. Now, I don't know what nationality she was, but she was very nice. She was a good-looking blonde woman. So, and down from her, another street lived this other... Pitts was her last name. And I went down to see her. Well, her and I had slept together, and we ate together, and we talked together, and we laughed together, see. So she says, "Now, what are you going to do?" I said, "I ain't going to do nothing." Now, there's a whole lot to do with Pitts, me, and my uncle. You'll have to break it off and put it together. Okay. She says, I says, "Well, I'm all right." "So you need money?" I said, "Oh, no, I got some money in the bank." "Where'd you get it?" And I told this white woman gave it to me, and I put it in the bank. "Oh, sure, you all right. So you've been messing with white people." I said, "That's nothing new." I said, "Skip it." I started to tell her something. I said, "Skip it." She said, "You still is a fresh woman." I said, "Yes, and I'll always be that." She says, "Well, all right." She said, "I love you for it." So time went on. 2 weeks to the date I left, the white woman appeared in a gray car. Open car.
Which white woman?
The woman from that had the whorehouse
that you met in Bedford,
that I met in Bedford, contact the woman that she went with, and that woman had another girl, had a girl, white girl, and they palled around. Well, it's nothing to them, but they palled around.
So they were lesbians, so, and they were
everything was lesbians now.
And also prostitutes.
And prostitutes and lesbians.
Lesbian prostitutes. I mean, lesbian women who were prostitutes.
Were prostitutes. Yes. And because this white woman knew that had this whole house, she knew what I was.
Because she had
talked to me and questioned me about what I did, where I went, who I knew. See, and she knew half of New York, including the police force.
So she came, picked you up.
So she came to see me. So when Miss Watchgum seen her pull up at the door, she didn't know what to say. She didn't like the idea. It was a good-looking woman. So she asked, "Was Mabel Hampton, Miss Hampton, there?" She said, "Yes." Well, she said, "May I see you?" "Certainly." Mabel, someone want to see you." I come on down. I said, "Oh, my God, so you the one." I threw my arms around her neck and welcomed her. Because them other stupid asses didn't know what about walking in body. So she said, "You want to go for a drive?" I said, "Mm-hmm." I went upstairs and got my jacket, flew down, called a woman by name, can't think of it now, saved my life. And she, well, you know, you don't go to New York. I said, if New York is around the corner, then I'm gone. So we gets in the car and goes right straight on over to New York. Went to a cabaret, and that's how I met Ethel Wallace and those people, you know. See, I've met so many people that this girl knew. And this woman who was the head of this house knew. They all was friends.
So she took you, do you remember the cabaret? The name of it or where it was?
Wait a minute now. I know I went to Small's Paradise. I went to the, wait a minute, it's on an end of my tongue. Oh, I can't think of it now. I will, though,
as
I go along.
Back to, when you talk about meeting Gladys Bentley, did you get to meet her, Gladys Bentley?
I didn't meet her then. I met her a year later when I come back to New York for good.
Okay, so she took you to this cabaret?
So because she knew the friends. All of them was friends, you see, both white and black. Well, white ones come in from Jersey, and the black ones come in from Newark, New Jersey, like that. And they stay there till about 12 or 1 o'clock, and they go home, see. So naturally, I knew them all. But they didn't know me, just as this new little girl.
So what happened that night? So she took you to New York?
So,
Continue with your story. She took you to New York, and you went to a cabaret.
Yeah. Did nothing. She gave me some wine. Mm-hmm. I drank some wine. And by 12 o'clock, she brought me on back. You know, Picklepuss was sitting on the stoop waiting for me. Miss Mabel, I think that's terrible. Miss Mabel, I think that's very terrible. Are you going out with a white girl? Where did you go? I said, down to the ferry. To the ferry? I said, yes. Now, there was no, yes, it was a ferry across. The ferry went on New York. We didn't need no ferry. So she took it for granted. But now, after this woman, this woman with the gray car, brought in another woman. And then two or three times a week, they were taking me out to down by the river. Mama didn't like that. So, and Maud left, so they take Maud too. But she didn't mind and take Maud, but she didn't like the idea of taking me. Now, something happens in between that. You got to cut that off. Now, cut it off.
Okay, I don't want to miss anything. Now just so, remember to talk into the microphone.
So anyhow, this woman, she didn't treat me right. I paid her whatever she asked me for. And this white girl and I, she'd come in the morning sometime and take me away with her, especially the days I didn't have to work. And the woman I worked for, she didn't mind her coming up there to see me. So I had a very, very good time. Then contact myself with Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I finds my aunt, a young aunt, and she was so glad to hear from me. She says, she writes a letter and asks me, could she send her daughter's name Margaret, send Margaret up there to stay with me, and I could do what I possibly could for her, and like that. I did not tell her that I had been in Bedford. I said nothing about Bedford, not a thing. So in 2 weeks' time, the girl arrived up there, and she stayed up there with me, and I got a room right with Miss, I can't think of the woman's name right now, but I got a room with her. And I told her, I said, now listen, Margaret, you cannot go and stay out all night. The woman told me that Margaret was staying out all night. I said, Margaret, you cannot go and stay out all night because I will get myself in trouble. I'm not supposed to go nowhere but stay right here. So she says, all right. So I took it easy then. So she'd go around, go with the girls. I called up a couple of my friends who had daughters and like that. And they went out. But they would sneak to Coney Island. Coney Island is in New York. So one night, the white girl brought me home early, very early, because we'd been out half of the day. We went up where did we go? We were in New York, and we went up to, I think it was, I don't know whether it was Gladys Bentley or somebody. It was an actress that we went to her house, and we stayed all day until 6 or 7 o'clock. Then we got dressed. Oh, she made love. We got dressed, and we come on back. So when I gets back, Margaret wasn't home. So I said, now that's funny. I told her to be home early. But she didn't come in till around 1 o'clock. I said, Margaret, where were you? Where were you? Oh, called some of the girls' name. We just went to the movies. I said, you go to the movies on Sundays? She said, yeah, they wanted to go to the movies. I said, all right, but don't let it happen again, because I'll have to send you back home. So next morning I went on to work, and while working, the white girl called me and says on the phone, she says, Mabel, I seen your niece. I just seen who? Yes, she said, I seen your niece in the cabaret. I said, are you sure? She says, yes. And some more women was there with her. I said, all right. So when I did get a hold of her the next morning, I says, where was you yesterday? She says, Aunt Mabel, I just went to visit some friends. I said, where do the friends live? So they live downtown here. I said, all right. I said, now if you go to Coney Island one more time, you go home to your mother, because I can't be worrying over your troubles and mine too. And this, I think was her name Mitchell? No, but it was something like that. And she'll be telling somebody that I'm stirring you wrong. No, I won't go. All right, she didn't go. So when the white girl called, come to get me in the car that afternoon, I told her. So she says, all right. She says, now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, you see, I can't make love to her and watch over you, too. So she says, I'll see what happened. So when she got dressed to go out about 6 o'clock, I swear she's going downtown. So instead of that, the white girl followed her in her gray car. She followed her right straight on through the tunnel right into New York. So she could easily keep up with it, because as many cars are today. So I know. So she didn't call me then. She waited until they got into Coney Island. So then she called me and told me that she was in Coney Island. That's okay. So she says, what shall I do? Keep tabs on her? I said, no, because she's going to keep tabs on herself, because I'm packing her grip and sending her home in the morning. So she said, all right. She said, when am I going to see her? I said, tomorrow night. So showing up, I packed Margaret's grip. Waited for her to come in. She came in around 2 o'clock. I says, it was show good. Was it show good? She says, I missed the bus. I says, no, you didn't miss the bus. You were staying out there with the boys and with the girls in Coney Island. Who you had me watch? I said, no, I didn't have you watch. You had yourself watch. So I said, all right, you can go home to your mother. I have money. I'll send you back home. Go home tomorrow morning. See? So I packed the rest of the things. She cried, but I couldn't take it because, you see, if these people found out that I had her, I'd get in trouble. So next morning, I called that night I called the white girl. I mean, she come over and got me and Margaret's clothes and everything, and we went take them down to the train and sent on back to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So I didn't have no, then I says, well, now I'm through. So the girl says, no, you're not. The white girl says, you ain't through, Mabel. You're just beginning. She says, the woman in your house, she watches every move that you make. I said, yeah. She says, uh-huh. She says, now I tell you what you do. What do you think of doing? I said, let me sleep on it, and I'll tell you what I think I'm doing. So I gets in the car in front of the door, and we pulls away. I didn't get back until 2 o'clock myself, because I was sleeping with the white girl. Okay. Well, we made love, we talk, we had something to eat, we drank, dressed, and come back to Jersey City. It was 3 in the morning when we come back. My friend was waiting up for me. She says, you got a nerve. Oh, she said, if that investigator knew what you was doing, and bum, 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 she says, and you are running around with a white woman, and I know it. She says, and I'm going to tell her. So I steps out the door, went to Maud. I says, Maud, I got a few pieces of furniture and stuff in that room. Your husband take it? She says, yes, my husband will take anything that you hand out. Fine. So I called up the white girl. I says, I'm leaving here tomorrow morning for Bedford Hills. She says, my God, girl, what are you talking about? I says, well, you realize I'm getting old. I'm not getting young, and I don't intend to stay there. So she says, all right, when are you going? I says, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. She says, ooh, all right, she says, I'll be there because I'm going up there and see my sweetie. She don't know I'm coming, and I'll see who she's got up there. I said, she ain't got nobody up there. You've been gone almost 6 months. You say she ain't got nobody. No, she loves you. I'm old now. I can talk up a breeze. So she says, all right. So Maud's husband came over at 6 o'clock and picked up what few things I had and took and put them in his garage or storage house, whatever you call it. So she says, she come down, why do you think you're going? I said, I'm going to New York. What do you think, Miss Glory, what that woman's name, what I can't get it, save my life. But anyhow, I suggest, I don't care what she thinks. She can think anything she please. I don't belong to her. I don't belong to you. I don't belong to nobody. You knew me for years, and you would turn me in? Certainly I would. When you act like you're doing running around with white folks and cabaret, and I said, how do you know I went to cabaret? She says, called you the type. I said, all right. Okay. I didn't tell her I'd met all the big shots in New York in them few months. So I dressed. Then I was dressing. I had the same dress on that was made for me. It was gray, and had a deep hem in it, the short sleeves, and it had a straight, it had nothing but a cord around the waist, and the cord was pulled from part of the material. And you pulled it and made a rope, like a rope, and at the end of the rope it had henna, henna, little tassels. You pull it, after you pull it, then you get the tassels. You get the tassels and sew them on. And around the part of the sleeve was, everything was gray. It had a round neck, and then it had a sleeve like that. Turn your finger, and henna, and a thread like that. I could make it, but can't describe it too good. But anyhow, put that on. And I put a cap. I put a little cap. A little cap with a thing coming down on tassel. I put that on my head. And she says, "So you're going to New York?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. I'm off to New York." So she said, "Take care of yourselves." I said, "Thank you, I will." Meantime, Maud had told me that she came up on the stoop, and there was a white woman sitting on the stoop talking to this woman that I lived with. And this woman whose home I was in, was telling this white woman, she didn't pay Maud any attention, that I was running around with white women and men. She had it all danced up, packed up together, so that all I had to do was to be a fall guy. So this white girl and I, she pulled up with this car. Mama looked at this gray car, said, "Bye bye. Be careful," she says. And when I seen Maude, threw Maude a kiss, and we were gone. Well, we come right on through New York like a bat out of hell. And we took the highway. We took the low way. Oh, boy. And I sung. And we just had a lovely time. She had brought some sandwiches and things. And it was nothing for me to do but to sit back. And went right on into, she knew how to go into Bedford. Didn't need no passport. They didn't ask her no question. She went on in there, pulled up in front. She says, "Here's one of your lord's sheeps," she said to this man. He says, "Mabel, what are you doing here?" We told her the story. I didn't tell nothing about Margaret, sending Margaret back home or nothing. I just told her this woman didn't treat me right, and I got lonely, and this lady, which I had met a couple of times, brought me on here. He says, "Well, we won't say anything at all about it. You can stay as long as you want and take a good rest." I said, "Except that man knows some. I need a rest." So, changed to give me a little cottage by myself, had a cot in there. And some of the women had left. But boy, the next Sunday, they were coming up there just to see what I was doing, hear my story. Nobody said nothing at all. This woman called in, the woman I'd lived with, she called this investigator, told her what I had done, and then I was running around with men and blah, 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 blah. So she reported it back to this, supervisor up there, and he laughed. Him and his wife laughed. They didn't say nothing at all. They didn't say a word. I went on cleaning their house, cooking meals, and having a good time. And then one of the girls showed me how to make wine. We drank wine. I was drunk as a lord. We were hug and kiss each other, and we just had a ball. So after I was there about a month, I kind of got tired. So, but nobody said anything to me. I just stayed. He told me I could stay as long as I want and leave when I got ready. So I hadn't got ready, because I was going with a girl up there, see. And this white girl would come up and bring the other girl with her to see her friend, and we'd all go walking in the woods, see. Then she'd take to another woman, they all go back to New York. So one day, something, I don't know why, I just got lonely or something. Although I was loving a girl up there, but I said, poo, 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 poo. I want to go back to New York. So I told the supervisor that I'd like to go back to New York soon. She said, all right, when you get ready, told me. Within 15 minutes, you can get ready. I said, oh, I can get ready in 2 or 3 minutes. He laughed. So we were sitting up there doing nothing. I had on little short pants. We was having a good time. When all of a sudden, somebody come up the wall. I didn't recognize this investigator. So right in front of me, I throwed my head back and looked her up and down. I said, oh my God, this is investigator. She says, why didn't you tell me you was here? And you've been here a hell of a long time, wouldn't tell me. I'm running all over New York looking for you. I said, you didn't go in the right places. I said, I wasn't a bad girl when I started out. She said, I knew you wasn't. She said, but that guy's in jail, he's almost dead. They'll kill him soon. I said, yeah. She's the one that told me that he'd even sent his mother up, sent his wife up for money, see. And then the judge wasn't doing so hot herself, because she's been told on to send too many people up she shouldn't have sent up, and they were on her tail. So after she says, come on down to the, I'm going to bawl him. I call him by his first name, too. And we went down there. He laughed. He gave us ice cream, something to drink. We had a ball for a couple of hours. And so she says, now, you're no longer in my debt. You've been a good girl, and I like you. So she says, now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This is Sunday. Then there's Monday. Tuesday morning, you will be in New York. That's all I wanted to hear. I did not want to hear any more. I would be in New York. So that's what I waited to leave. So Monday morning, they all got up and they bid me goodbye and they toast me. I was as high as a Georgia pine. And they went on down there, such a waving and waving me. You know, says, I never knew a girl, a woman could come in here and turn the place upside down. She said, these women like you. I said, I like them all. They belong to me. And I guess you're right. So the car pulled up. This investigator got out. He says, now I hope you all have learned a lesson from this young woman. She said, treat everybody right and you'll get treated yourself. So we get in the car, went on back, we raced. Oh boy, didn't we go through that bridge, you know, the tunnel and all them things. We had a, and she stopped and gave me something to eat, and that was Tuesday. So she says, now where you want to live? Of course, the white girl had told me where she was going to take me, you know. See, I got an apartment, got 3 rooms, and that was the end of the white woman and I. See, because she had to take care of business, and I had to find a job. So, about a week later, I had nothing to keep me to do anything. I went and got a job at the Alhambra. I couldn't dance very good, but I made believe I wasn't bad looking, I had nice looking hair. So, that's what happened. Went in there, a couple of other places.